Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I love you.
What now? What? I didn't hear that. What was it?
I love you.
You're saying that to me?
Yeah, you're the only other person in the room, dude.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've known each other for decades.
Yeah. Oh, Butters. Oh.
Oh.
What? No,
oh,
I wasn't.
That's cool. Nope.
Slacker, I love you too. I do.
You know,
that was sincere. There's no way.
Why'd you have to say it like you were reading it? Why couldn't you say it the way I said it?
I said it heartfelt.
No, you didn't.
There was emotion. It was powerfully emotional.
You said it syncopated, like, this is a way to mask my emotion. Slacker, I love you too.
Nope. I didn't mean it to sound that way.
Like, oh, you didn't?
Staccato and all machine-like.
Oh, it's staccato. You even know what it was that you did to it.
I know.
Musically speaking.
No. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, I guess I did it too soon. So this expert who's got a story out about it is just dumb.
Okay, what's this?
There's an expert who says there's a perfect amount of time to wait before you tell somebody you love them. And I thought maybe 20 some years would work, but instead I get, Slacker, I love you.
That's
exactly what you did.
I was taken aback.
Okay. But if you're taken aback,
the feeling's sincere.
No, it's not.
I just said it.
Steve,
huh?
Tell me how much you like milk.
Oh, I love milk.
See that?
Yeah. I said it the same
No,
way.
You didn't say, Slacker, I love milk.
I never said,
said
that to
you.
You
said, oh, I love milk. I had said I love you to you and you'd been like, Slacker, wow, I love you too. If you had said it like that, but no, you had to have the huge pause.
There
and
was
like,
no
you, like,
huge.
You sat there and weighed your options. It's like, if I don't say anything, he's going to flip out. If I say I'm really fond of you, he's going to flip out. So you're like, I got to say love. So force yourself to say the words and like.
Slacker.
Don't!
I love you. I've always
See?
Loved you.
You're
What's
still doing it. Now
sincere?
You're quoting movie lines.
It's not this movie. Anyway, what's the experts say? They say never say be the first one.
Okay. They say never be the first one to say it on the radio. That's this expert talking. An expert says you should generally wait at least 90 days before you tell someone you love them.
Well, who's fallen in love within 90 days?
I fall in love within about 90 seconds.
What the? Oh, that's just lost.
And the difference is
huge.
He says it takes about 90 days for those initial wild hormones to settle down.
Okay.
Then you have about 3 months of fairly unrealistic feelings to get through before deciding to say those three magic words. Says during those 3 months, it's hard for me to read this right now.
I know, you're
because
all
it's like it's like the printing is on white paper in black ink, but for some reason all I see is red. And it's not like romantic roses red, it's rage red.
I could tell
because you get like
what your expression
I sprung really, it on you. God, it must be so fun to be in a room with you when somebody says I love you. Wait, I am in a room with you when somebody said...
Usually I just pat him on the head, but you're like...
You're so sweet. You're lovely too. See, that word has love in it. Without any ramifications for me.
Okay.
He says a bunch of crap about
exactly.
other crap.
It's
and,
crap. So wait 90 days before telling another human being the L word.
Yeah, but if you wait 20 okay. years
then
and
has...
they say, I love you too. Beep, bop, boop, bop.
That's not.
If I were you, I'd call the security guard to get you to your car because I happen to bring an assault rifle with me.
Wait a second.
A little farther than I wanted to go.
Well, Slacker,
he's going to say it a little more sincerely the next time I say it.
Just
trust me.
A skosh.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.